the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we have football tonight. Not real football, but hey, it's football. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler, filling in for Jong, who's off in another country. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us staring into our computers and typing while we talk, go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Livestream.
Yep.
That's simple.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports is happening. What's happening with you, Freddie?
Same thing.
Freddie the Falcon.
In a fantastic
Todd
mood
in
today.
Here. The boss is in here watching us kick the show off.
Yeah.
Must be an important day.
Yeah, it must be. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But
I don't know what he's doing here. It's making me very uncomfortable.
He's standing over Tyler's shoulders, what he's doing. It's like, Tyler, you screw this up. You know, we're going to send you back to working with Dell. That's what's going to happen.
Uh-oh.
Two more hours of Palillo if you mess this up.
Oh, no. <laughs> Oh, man.
So, man, I'm kind of excited for exhibition football tonight.
I'm not, but I'll probably watch it anyway.
Yeah, I know it's not. It's meaningless.
It is.
It's not real football.
But it's something.
I get that. Yeah, it's to me, it's like real football is like sex, and this is like virtual sex.
Kind of.
It's not real, but... You know, you get there.
It gets the job done for you? Yeah, I don't know if it gets the job done for me. I mean, it gets...
Okay,
that analogy doesn't quite work. That analogy fails in this situation.
Is it like one of those things that Beth had yesterday?
Maybe that's a good analogy. That's a dangerous tool. But
that was pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I'm still haunted by that sound, too. It's a...
Yeah.
So last night we had a little bit of an ordeal on what was supposed to be a nice quiet night at home.
Okay.
I get home and...
Your wife started talking.
Well, that's always an ordeal.
Oh,
geez, hoser.
That's the worst.
You're too conservative, hoser. No, I get a text that, hey, I'm trying to watch Sports on the Rocks and I get this error message. I'm like, okay. Seems to be working for everybody else. Then I get on my phone to check it. Well, I'm parked at the light before I get home. It's like, error message.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, we've been touting the hell out of this thing now for weeks. It's finally up. What the hell's gone wrong? Apparently, everyone decided to watch it after they listened to our show yesterday.
Ah, you crashed the servers?
They crashed JW Player's entire server.
Look at you.
So...
1 million views.
Well, I don't know how many views it
1
was.
1 million. I saw that.
Well, no, it wasn't a million.
No, it was.
No.
Just go with it.
Fake news. Fake news.
Oh, God. You have no idea how to market.
Oh, but a bunch. I mean, there have been a bunch of views. Now I can't really tell you how many because.
14.
No, it's more than that.
So somewhere between 14 and a million.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. That's fair enough. Almost a million. 14 is almost a million.
We're approaching a million.
But no, I don't know how many. People tried to do it at once, but it crashed the site. And, of course, we couldn't reach the people at JW Player. It wasn't anything... For once, it wasn't anything on our content management system. Well. That was a nice thing. But I'm texting Seth, who does our tech stuff, and he was out at dinner, and so he had to leave dinner to go home and try to figure it out. And poor Josh wound up having to download it to YouTube, which took, like, 3 hours. So we wound up just putting a link to YouTube on it, and I know we lost a bunch of page views because of that, because we don't get credit for that. But at least we got it fixed, and then this morning we found out what happened, but it's up now, it's doing great, and if you're having any problems with the version on the website. You can click on the link to YouTube. It's on the story. So, but getting great response. Most everybody loved Holly and Travis. A few people didn't like me.
Well, what are you going to do? That's life, bro.
Yeah, well,
you know how it is.
Yeah, I'm used to it. So I even had people say that, well, you were too drunk. And I'm like, well, that's the point.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the show. But yeah, we're getting a lot of great response. And so we'll see how it goes. If it, you know, we get enough response, then it'll become a regular thing.
Okay.
What you got going on?
I've been working on my side project.
Yeah?
All day.
How's that going?
It's going.
Okay.
It's going. We'll discuss it more in more detail off the air, but it's going.
Okay. I guess I better get that contract signed.
Yeah, get it done.
Let me ask you, are Deshaun and JJ going to play? I'd be surprised if Watt played. I know he wants to, but I'm pretty certain they'll give Watson a series.
I think so, too.
I feel like they will. And I'm kind of curious to watch. What I'm interested in is sort of how the receivers shake down. Yeah, because you got a bunch of guys sort of battling for that third spot. So I want to see how they do. I'd like to see. I'm kind of curious also about some of these backup linebackers. Because they're pretty well set at linebacker. And there's some guys I like on this team that had to play a lot last year. They may not make the team, considering they drafted a couple. We're not going to learn anything about the offensive line.
No.
There's just nothing we're going to be able to tell there.
No, but yeah, we already know about the offensive line. I mean, there's nothing to tell. I mean, we know what. Even if all these guys play at their best, they're still not very good.
Yeah, well, I think they're at their very best. They can be a slightly below average offensive line.
Exactly.
Which, but yeah, that's okay. That's still better than a lot of other teams.
But if they play, you know, about average, they're one of the worst in the league. Like if they play at what their average level is.
Chase says he watched Sports on the Rocks last night, a day late, but what are the odds Holly is cast as the villain on a future season of The Bachelor?
I didn't say that, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, that was Chase. He tweeted it. It's there for the whole world to see.
Yep.
He did include you and Tyler on that tweet.
Oh.
So. Oh. 409 says, drunk hot Holly equals crash servers. Yeah. Although she...
I saw drunk Holly. Where'd you find hot Holly?
You did say that.
No, that was a tweet. Someone tweeted that to me. I didn't say that.
I thought she, mainly because I didn't have to look at her fingernails. I thought she looked pretty good on that show.
Okay.
And most of the time, her fingernails were covered up by her computer, which is good because those things frighten me. They're like spiders.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
You see a spider and you just want to run. That's kind of how I am with her claws. We'll be talking about something and, you know, she'll wave her hand. I'm like, Freddy Krueger, get the hell out of here. Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 409 says, heading to Atlanta tomorrow. Any breweries or tap rooms that I should check out?
I don't know. I don't know much about Atlanta.
I'm not the right guy to ask about Atlanta. I've had nothing but bad experiences there. So the last time I went, I didn't even go anywhere. That's how much I hated it. I don't know if you saw what Granato wrote today. But he poses an interesting question. How will Astros fans react to Osuna's first home appearance? Because he's probably showing up over the next 4 days.
Yeah,
right?
I've thought about this too. I'm not sure. I don't. Historically, Astros fans aren't the type to boo their own guys. You know what I mean?
Unless they're not performing. They'll boo them if they're not performing.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Who have they done that to?
Ken Giles like crazy earlier this year.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I wonder how they'll treat him. I tend to think that there will be some boos spattered in. There will be some cheers spattered in. But even the cheers will be...
Muted
a little bit. It's just going to be awkward. Like the whole thing has been so far. It's just going to be awkward.
Yeah, I don't think they'll boo him. And I hope to God they don't give him a standing O.
I don't think they'll do that.
Yeah. Granato said, I'm basically just going to sit there. Not going to do either one.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think there'll be a smattering of both.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has a, if he sucks, well, if he goes out there and gives up.
They'll boo him.
Has a Ken Giles outing like he did for the Jays the other day. He's getting booed off the field. But. Yeah, I I don't know how people feel about it, really, because I've seen a lot of hard reaction to it, and most of the supporters have been, well, let's find out what happens first. I don't think that's the kind of person that's going to stand up and give you a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Could be wrong. Texter says, work for the Astros, prepping for picketing.
So there's people picketing, you're saying?
He's preparing for it, that there may be, yeah. Now that seems a bit...
I mean...
But, although I
doubt that happens.
I'm not big on picketing or protest to begin with. Another texter says, Monday Night Brewing, Sweetwater Brewing in Atlanta. That's for that texter.
There you go.
Thank you. I knew somebody would know. Black Greg says, I'm going to wait until he strikes somebody out and go crazy. In the end, a month from now, nobody will be talking about it, which, if he performs.
Right.
So, Texas Tiger, who I have to give credit for being one of the people who said Bregman was going to be really good long before I bought into it, says nickname game coming up is as soon as wife beater.
I think...
¿Cómo se dice wife beater in Espanol?
I think Osuna should be not guilty, question mark. That might be good.
I'll go with punch out.
How about we don't know yet? We don't know what happened.
How about due diligence?
Remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Due diligence. That's it. God, I hate that word, that phrase now. Have you ever seen that used when somebody was hired that didn't have problems? Hey, when we hired AJ Hoffman, we did our due diligence. Nobody ever said that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just curious. That's one of those.
That's a question for Tepper and Peter Remington, I guess, maybe. But yeah, I don't think that happened.
Yeah, Mark brings up a good point. Houston fans don't boo players. Matt Schaub would like a word.
Oh, I said Astros fans in particular.
But I
Texans fans, that's a different story.
Whenever they get a whipping boy, though, they booed the hell out of Giles. I remember going back a ways, Jay Powell, when he was closing, he got booed off the field multiple times. I think people, now the stretch where they were just terrible, I don't think people booed because they were just terrible. Terrible. I mean, it didn't matter. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, is life, you know, is job, your job, your work, is it sucking the life out of you? Is it just making you miserable? It doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. Wake up. You can do something else. How about information technology? And before you say it, you don't have to know anything about computers. You don't have to know anything about science or math or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. There's no excuse, guys. This isn't rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career is their thing. That's what they do. If you're not absolutely loving what you're doing now, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. mycomputercareer.edu. mycomputercareer.edu.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. That's got to be a top 5 Metallica song, right?
It's up there. I'd have to think about favorites. It and make the list, but yeah, it's up there.
Most of mine would be from probably before Injustice for All, but there's a couple.
You're one of those.
No, I just preferred them before they
sold out.
They didn't sell out. They just got
Went mainstream.
They got more commercial success, and that's fine.
Yeah.
What do you hate
more?
I have
no problem with that.
Do you hate Lode or St. Anger more?
I don't hate any of them. I'm not saying that.
You're not a hater.
No. I don't. I'm just saying most of the stuff I like came, like, one might be my favorite song of theirs.
So, like, you mentioned Lode and everyone. That's like when people, like, most people, like, if you're trying to look really cool, you'll say the Black Album was garbage. Everything before the Black Album was cool. If you're normal, you say everything after the Black Album really different.
Except for Death Magnetic, I think.
Yeah.
That was a really good album.
Well, I think no matter what you think of the Black Album, like as far as if it was anything similar to everything that came before it, because it really wasn't, but it was still a really well-done album. Like, all the songs were good, and it just happened to get commercial success because it was a really well-put-together album. I think anybody who craps on the Black Album is, like, trying too hard to be cool.
No, there were some really good songs on that album.
Yeah.
And Inner Sandman might be my number one Metallica song, frankly.
But, so when Lode came out, that was the first one after the Black Album, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that people really started to frown on, which, by the way, better... What did Fuel come on Lode or Reload?
Reload. It was Reload.
Because
that's a pretty good song.
That's a catchy song to me. I enjoy it.
The only time
what's King Nothing on? Lode or Reload?
That was, King Nothing was on Lode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't My Bitch is on Lode too, right? I think Lode and Reload both get maybe a bum rap as being really awful albums.
I don't think they are. The only thing that they've ever done that I've just said, oh, this is kind of stupid, is Unforgiven 2. It's like, really? We're just going to do another 5 minutes of the song, basically? I think it's longer than that, actually.
Honestly, the only thing I've ever heard from Metallica that I was like, this is just horrible, is when they did that that Lou Reed collaboration.
Yeah,
I think it was called Lulu.
Lulu, yeah.
And it was really weird. It was like spoken word, and it sucked. And that's the only time I've ever been like, man, what's wrong with these guys? But then they got it together. So I'm on board with Metallica being in the conversation as greatest American rock band.
I think, I think it's more than the conversation. I think you make a pretty good argument for them at this point. I think most people have always said Aerosmith. There's a lot of Doors people out there.
Creedence.
Yeah. They're up there, but I would vote Metallica, I think. And maybe it's because that's my era more so than Aerosmith.
Yeah.
But I mean, they've cranked out a lot of really good songs.
I wonder if Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is maybe on that list.
Boy, that's, yeah.
Van Halen.
Van Halen's on that list.
Yeah, I mean, there's a discussion to be had. And I know people will say the Beach Boys. I just think the Beach Boys kind of suck. But
yeah.
I appreciate what they meant to music. It's just not for me. Just like the Allman Brothers. Like, I get it. The Allman Brothers, they sort of developed a thing. But I there's too many, 30-minute songs for my taste. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, Adrian brings up a great point. Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses in the conversation.
But you know what? I think what happened with both Guns N' Roses and Van Halen was when Van Halen went Van Hagar for a while, and then Guns basically did nothing for 10 years, almost 15 years.
Yeah, but you know what, man?
But those albums still hold up.
Van Halen put out a lot of hits with Sammy Hagar as the
lead
singer.
They did.
I don't know.
They might have even been a better band with him at times. And I saw him with both, and both live shows were good. Although now, don't go see him now.
David
Lee Roth doesn't sing anymore. He just sort of talks and occasionally and lets the crowd sing because he can't hit the notes anymore. Sammy's still got some pipes. Sammy can still sing a little bit.
I think it's hard to not put Aerosmith at number one because they've hit so many generations.
Yeah.
Like they kind of reinvented themselves multiple times and different people were able to get into Aerosmith and go, oh.
Yeah,
that's the same guy who sings "Dream On," by the way, one of the greatest songs.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, that's on any top 10 greatest rock song list.
Yeah,
but
I think I'm a Creedence guy. Like, if I had to pick my favorite, it would be Creedence. But I think there's probably five or six bands you can make an argument for.
Yeah, Guns. It'd probably be Guns for me.
Yeah.
But Metallica would be really close.
Tyler?
To. I'd probably go Metallica, then Guns N' Roses, because
okay.
Metallica basically got me into heavy music.
Okay.
So
he just looks like a Metallica guy.
No, I mean, Tyler's also like a real metalhead. And Tyler, I think, is a real metalhead, because even when I was going to metal shows, I'm friends with the guys in this metal band, and I didn't understand how big of a deal they were.
Yeah.
I just thought they were like, you know, just a touring metal band. And Tyler was like, dude, those guys are pretty big time.
Yeah.
And they're not played on the radio. So it's, you got to go out of your way to hear that kind of stuff. But real true metalheads like Tyler, I don't think are allowed to say Metallica is their favorite metal band, right? Like, you have to have
something
a little more hardcore.
It's got to be like Avenged Sevenfold or something,
no,
right?
It can't be that.
I'm always going to say Pantera.
Or maybe you can say Megadeth.
Megadeth is awesome.
Yeah, but you can't. Metallica is, that's like a, that's what you'd say, like that's what a softy would say, right?
Yeah,
like,
you would have to say, pre-85,
right,
like before Cliff died, something like that.
But you're Pantera number one. That's your band.
But as far as biggest American hard rock band, I think Metallica is it.
I Pantera might be my favorite of all those.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN. You know what you should do, Tyler, is go blast some Pantera into Steven's office down there at Culture Map and see how he reacts to it today. It's always fun for me when somebody else shows up after a rough night. They had some big Culture Map thing last night where he was helping judge the best mixes by bartenders or something like that. And he was a little rough today when I got here. Got here about 1.
It happens.
And there was a friend of his here talking to us about a job, and he walks, hey, dude, what is wrong with your voice? Do you have a cold? No, we went out last night. And then finally, after a couple of minutes, like, yeah, you're right, I do sound terrible.
We've got Nick says the Eagles are on that list. The Eagles probably deserve to be on that list.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about the Eagles, but okay. Yeah, I'll accept that.
Hotel California also probably on that top 10 song list too, though.
And by the way, the Eagles, maybe unpopular decision, the Eagles are significantly better now that Joe Walsh is in the band. And Joe Walsh by himself was cooler than anybody in the Eagles. So, like,
agreed.
He actually, like, raise the Eagles stock, in my opinion, but that's just me.
Yeah, he was on the Long Run album, right?
I'm
pretty sure he was.
Yes. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because that might be my favorite album of theirs, start to finish. And I think it might have been his first album with them. I could be wrong about that.
I think you're right.
Because I'm old and I don't remember things like that like I used to. A lot of people throwing Foo Fighters out there, but they're really good, and
they
like them.
They are really good.
But I just don't know that they...
But those are also people who are probably under 30.
Yeah.
Or maybe 35.
Yeah, maybe 35. Let's squeeze in a call real quick.
Do
Matthew. What's up, Matthew? What's up?
Hey, sports, Matthew. All right, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, that was helpful.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Your kids, they've ruined your carpets this summer. They've been tracking in dirt from the ballparks and from the, you know, chemicals in from the pool, and your carpets are in dire need of some help. You know who's got you covered on that? Dirt-free carpet cleaning. Right now, they'll clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they leave behind all this water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. They've been doing it for 30 years without chemicals, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts with the best technology in the game. Give them a call right now. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on our show, and you'll get 3 rooms clean for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I found a bunch of lists. This one's from Gibson.com. Gibson Guitar, so I gave it a little more credence than
okay.
I would most, although I disagree with the list, but there's some bands we didn't think of. They have the Allman Brothers at 10, Beach Boys at 9, who you mentioned, REM at 8.
I don't like REM.
I never really thought of them as American.
I don't like that.
What's the matter? You don't like them singing about losing their virginity to a man?
They're just not
was
for
that,
me.
Is that what offended you?
Not for me.
The Byrds, which way before my time, can't really speak to that. They have Van Halen 6, Metallica 5, The Ramones at 4. They're pretty influential.
The Ramones, really impactful, really influential, but not, I don't think I'm going to say they're a great band.
And they did influence a lot, and they were kind of under, I don't know, when I was growing up, that's all everybody talked about was right. Ramones, and I was just never that blown away by them. I didn't really appreciate them until about 10 years ago, and you know, I started listening to them again, and I started liking them, but yeah, a little high for me. Nirvana at 3.
That's too high.
Yeah, I mean, very influential.
Yeah, again, they fall into that same category.
Aerosmith 2.
Okay.
And number 1, I can see why you would do this, but not on my list, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
I know a lot of people love Bruce.
I do not.
He's not really my style.
Yeah, I've never been blown away by him. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Dude, can we get something other than the damn Little League World Series on the TV in here?
There's a bunch of people tweeting me the Jimi Hendrix experience.
But weren't two of his guys?
He's the only American in the band. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's all, like Fleetwood Mac. You can't count Fleetwood Mac.
To be honest, he is the band. I mean, but
that's fair. But you know what? I mean, that band was formed in England. He was living in England when that, yeah. Jimi Hendrix was sort of from Seattle. Jimi Hendrix was really living a British life. So, yeah, I'm going to go, no, that one doesn't count.
And, you know, Adrian says the Ramones and the Misfits are on my top 10, but that's more punk. And, I mean, technically punk is rock, but that is almost a different, and almost all these are, like, the Ramones and the Beach Boys and Metallica belong on the same list. I mean, those are three very different types of music.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's part of the whole rock definition thing. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, take some calls. Here's some sports for you. And this is a name we've talked about as a potential guy that could be a backup quarterback for the Texans. Apparently, the Jets are open to trading Teddy Bridgewater.
Not surprised.
I would be interested in that. It says, for the right price and under the right circumstances.
Right.
I think they'd take a fifth-round pick for him and be thrilled.
Yeah, I think they're going to want more than that. But I don't think it's going to be that much.
If they wait until somebody gets hurt, they might get more than that.
Maybe so.
But I don't see him getting more than a 5.
Right now, I don't think so.
No. Because it sounds like Sam Darnold is ready to go.
Yeah.
And you've still got McCown, so you don't really need him. And if you get something for him, let him play a lot here early so people can see him. And if I'm the Texans, I'm like, yeah, I'll give you a 5th right now.
Yeah.
I'll give you a 5th and
just for that peace of mind. You know what I mean? Although, again,
of course, you don't know about his knee.
Yeah, now you're backing up a quarterback with a questionable knee with a quarterback who's got a questionable knee. It doesn't seem like the most sound strategy. But
well, between them, you hope they have 2 knees.
And, I mean, the other thing is, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, we can agree, plenty of potential, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the guy, he doesn't have a lot of playing time under him either. And, I mean, the guy's played in 30 games, maybe 30 games in his whole career.
The thing with him, and the only thing that would give me pause, is I thought he was about to have that breakout season when his leg exploded.
Yeah.
And he'd been pretty good, and I think he was really ready to take another step, and then, you know, he turns to mush, and what do you do? So Yeah, but I would take him in a heartbeat if I thought he was healthy. And of course, if you trade for him, you got to put him through a physical. And if he passes a physical, I'd feel okay about having him as my backup. I really would. A couple people asking, are there any bets on any of the games tonight? I usually don't bet preseason. I think RJ's maybe a bad influence on me because he's got me looking at these games. Because the reality is, there you can find some value. Mainly, I'm trying to look for teams that the coach might try to prove something, new coach. You know, you want to, you know, basically get out, and a lot of these guys try to win preseason games to sort of set the tone for the season. The only one I'm looking at is Titans plus one at Packers.
Yeah.
Just because I think Vrabel might be the kind of guy to leave Mariota in there a little longer. Packers don't care. They don't care if they win or lose. They're going to – Rodgers will go out and throw – if he plays at all, will throw five passes.
Yep.
And then you'll see backups. But I think you'll see a lot of DeShone Kizer, I'm guessing. And we know what that act is. So I would think the Titans would go out there and try to establish themselves. By the way, how about them getting Kenny Vaccaro the other day? We didn't talk about that.
That's nice, yeah.
How about this? Your starting safety blows out his knee, and you go get a better player than him off the street. that was a good pickup for them. You know, I think he's a better player than Cyprian. I really do.
I kind of think so, too.
I could be wrong about that.
Different player. Yeah, Vaccaro's, I mean, he's a thumper. He's not a great cover guy, but he's solid enough. Yeah, I think that's a nice pickup.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And Blake mentioned Nirvana. We talked about Nirvana. They were on that list. Really influential. And what is your criteria for something like that?
Right.
Because influential, you want to talk about most influential American bands? Absolutely, they're top five. Yeah,
but so are the Beach Boys.
Right. And so are the Ramones, for that matter.
Right.
And so that's just different. But that's fun. Always fun to talk about.
Nick says Lynyrd Skynyrd should be top 10 more so than R.E.M. Could make a good case for that.
Yeah, I could make a case for Skynyrd over R.E.M.
What about Pearl Jam?
But Eric Sandler tweeted at us that Pearl Jam deserves that conversation. I think they're worthy of discussion as well.
I would take Pearl Jam over Nirvana.
I would too. Yeah, it's coming from the same generation. Yeah, I'll take Pearl Jam over Nirvana. Again, probably not as influential, probably not as impactful to, you know, the music of the time. But yeah, I think Pearl Jam consistently put out good music.
And Eddie Vedder. Well, I still think Chris Cornell had the best voice of that era. Eddie Vedder's right up there.
Man, I like Scott Weiland. He was my favorite. I love Stone Temple Pilots. I love that band. You know, one of my favorites too. And we haven't discussed them, but I can still listen to Rage Against the Machine today, album from start to finish, and there's no duds. Yeah. And their music today, which music that was written 25 years ago, is still
same message
relevant today.
Maybe more relevant.
Yeah,
now.
Probably more relevant in many ways. So
I almost divorced a wife the other night because we were playing. She has a playlist of 90s alternative, and Rage came on, and she went over and said, "Alexa, skip."
What?
And I'm like, what? No, you know what? Alexa, skip on to the next wife.
What about, these aren't my suggestions. This is from the Twitterverse.
Okay.
Bon Jovi?
For what they were, pretty successful. I think they're in the conversation probably. Not for, you know, for back into the top 10.
Right.
Sure.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think they probably belong in the discussion as well.
Motley Crue. I'm going to go no.
See, and I loved Motley.
I love Motley Crue too, but
but
I mean,
you know,
I don't think anybody's going, man.
You know what?
Motley
Crue was really just a harder Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Really what they were. And they didn't hold up very well.
I mean, personally, I would take Crue over Chili Peppers.
I could see that. But I the Chili Peppers, though, they have so many songs that I will say this, worst live show I've ever seen. And I've probably seen 500 shows in my life, maybe more. The two worst I've ever seen were Santana and the Chili Peppers. And I saw Santana at the Texas Jam back when I was a kid, and they did like a 30-minute bongo solo. And it's like, dude, I'm not stoned enough for this.
I just think they, like, from 2002 or whatever, they put out the same CD.
Yeah, maybe.
Every time they release an
album. Maybe. I don't know. I really like them. They're all over my workout music too, But they did the same thing. They, like the end of their show, they didn't play like three or four songs that I really wanted to hear. Instead, they did like a 40-minute same three notes thing and acted like they were jamming the baddest ass thing ever. And I'm just like sitting there going, looking around, and everybody's just like, what the hell is this? So great band. I love them, but never go to a Chili Peppers concert.
Yeah, they all sound the same to me. Like I said, that wasn't my list, but, you know.
Drunk Bevo asked if you could fantasy draft your rock band. Who would you draft? Frontman, lead, rhythm, bass, and drums. Freddie Mercury's my
friend. Freddie Mercury's there, too.
Eddie Van Halen on lead.
I might go Hendrix on lead.
That's not a bad choice. You can't go wrong either way. Drums would be Neil Peart of Rush. Bass. Who's the dude with suicidal tendencies? I'm totally blanking on his name.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either him or the guy for Primus.
Okay.
And rhythm, I don't need a rhythm guitar because I got Eddie Van Halen.
Okay. Good for you. I mean, Van Halen still had a rhythm guitar.
No, they didn't.
Maybe they didn't.
No. No, they never did. Plus, it's hard to just be a good rhythm guitarist.
You could also get like a smart move would be to say, oh, I'm going to draft John Lennon as my rhythm guitarist.
Yeah, that would.
And just use him for songwriting.
Yeah, that's a good plan. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just drafted him over me. Damn it.
Yeah.
I could take George Harrison, though.
As a lead.
No, he could be a rhythm.
No, that's unacceptable.
No, he played.
Unacceptable.
How many solos did he actually play?
I won't
accept
this. You
could take Paul McCartney with your bassist.
Paul McCartney is a bass player.
I'd rather have a dude who's like nuts on the bass.
I'm trying to think. I like the what's the like? I always think of bands, and you know, this is totally going off the rails as far as like greatest band conversation. But I always love when I can hear, like, I hear somebody play an instrument, and I automatically know what band it is.
Yeah,
the bass player from Korn. It's so recognized. I guess because he drop tuned so low.
Like whenever a band has their signature tone, like
I love that bass sound on Korn, and I don't even know if Korn puts out new music anymore, but old school Korn, like when you heard that bass line, you're like, oh, you know what that is.
Chili Peppers, you know pretty much because they're very bass heavy with Flea. Les Claypool was who I was trying to think of.
The White Stripes. When you hear the drums on a White Stripes song, you just know. You know what's coming. You know that's who's singing the song. There's some bands that have that signature sound. I would probably go Keith Moon on drums.
It's a good one.
Just to make the party more exciting.
Yeah. Well, if we're picking the best partiers, that's a totally different one.
Here's another sneaky move. Get Dave Grohl as your drummer.
Yeah.
Now you've got like a versatile, he's a utility player.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of everything.
He's a utility player.
Every instrument if he has to.
Tyler was watching. This is how busy Tyler's been today. He watched a 23-minute video of Dave Grohl playing every instrument on a song.
I only watched about 5 minutes of it.
You watched more than five. You might not have watched 23, but you definitely watched more than five. Just like between 14 and a million, you watched between 5 and 23.
Yeah, you know what? We got to find more work for him.
Yeah, for real.
You know who else can do that? Sully Erna can play drums and guitar.
Oh, really?
And stuff too. Yeah. Last time I saw them, they did a two-man drum solo that I thought was kind of cool. I don't really like drum solos unless you're special, but that was kind of cool.
I've also seen Kid Rock do that before.
See, now Kid Rock I liked until he sort of went country. I like the rock rap he used to do.
I like Kid Rock when he was just a rapper.
Well,
I liked rock rap Kid Rock too, but
yeah. How about the picture Kid Rock?
That's not my favorite.
Not for me. The only thing that's useful for is if you're trying to hook up with a chick and she wants to sing at karaoke.
But sometimes I like that. What's the All Summer Long song? I like that. It's like it's not, you know. Nothing to rock out to, but it's a catchy tune. You can't deny that. You start to bob your head a little bit.
He ripped off another song.
With that?
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, a lot of his songs were... I mean, like, one of his biggest songs, he used basically a Metallica riff,
right? And sample, American Badass, yeah. Which I mean, I like what he did with it, but
I did too.
But I liked everything on.
But
Death.
That's because he's a rapper, and that's what they do. Like that's what you do. Yeah, you sample music and acceptable. Make something out of it.
Devil Without a Cause. I liked every song on that album.
That's a good album.
All right, what do we have here? That we've gone way over for
Bill Advisor. Guys, how many of you have too much money? Like so much money, you don't know what to do with it. Okay, I didn't think so. So if you want more, Bill Advisor, that's the way to get it. If you've got a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. You started with a great deal, then your bill goes up. That's why you should get with Bill Advisor. They work directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates without lowering your service. They're saving for all of our listeners. Most of them are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They guarantee they'll save you at least $300 or your money back. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor will get your information, and they'll start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Hey, check out SportsMap.com today. Lots of great, great stuff. John Granato's on there. Got some video action from... on Comicast, our Comicast video's up. John's sort of farewell before he left the country, which apparently he tweeted out that he has. Charlie Polillo has a video on Justin Verlander's Hall of Fame chances.
Oh, okay.
Joel has one on...
I think Justin Verlander's a Hall of Famer.
I do, too. He's going to get his 200th win tonight.
It's so rare for a pitcher to... be an MVP of the league. He's done that.
He's won a World Series. He's been in two of them now, or three?
Two
for sure.
Two.
Yeah, I think he's got another 25, 30 wins in him before his career's over easy. So may win another World Series before his time's up here. He's got another year after this. And who knows? They may want to keep him around. I don't think he'll ever get around 300 anymore. But there was a really interesting story on ESPN.com that – chronicled how hard it is to get the 300 wins now because the way they handle pitchers has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that 200 might be the new standard. I still think the new standard for automatic would be like 250.
Yeah.
But I think he's a Hall of Famer. No doubt in my mind.
He's over 2,000 strikeouts. He's got multiple no-hitters, multiple Cy Youngs. Just one Cy Young. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
One Cy Young and one MVP in the same season.
If he finishes really strong, he's going to be in the Cy Young conversation here. I don't think he's going to win it, but he's going to be in the conversation.
Yeah, I think he'll be in the conversation. I'm with you. I don't think he'll win it, but yeah, he'll be in the discussion.
In my mind, he's a no-doubt Hall of Famer. Also on Sports Map, Joel Blank has a video on basically previewing tonight's game. Granato has the story we mentioned earlier about how Astros fans will react to Osuna. And some other stuff. I think Raheel has a video, too.
Who do you think wins the Cy Young this year? Chris Sale? Or Corey Kluber?
I don't know. I think Sale would have been a lock if he hadn't gotten hurt.
Yeah. I think it's either Sale or it's one of the two Indians pitchers, Kluber or Tyler Bauer.
Yeah. Tyler Bauer. You know, we don't talk much about the Indians. They're going to be a tough out in the postseason.
They are because they've got solid pitching.
Yeah, they do. And you kind of look at their record, which isn't – it's good. They're playing better now, but they're playing such a crap division that you just sort of forget about them. And that's probably who the Astros are going to wind up playing in the first round.
Probably.
Whoever comes out of the AL is going to have to go through two good teams. And somebody's talking about songs being ripped off. I think the worst ripoff ever, speaking of Chili Peppers, Danny California ripping off Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Yeah.
But, it's hard to do anything. It's hard to do anything completely original anymore in music. Larry says, if Osuna blows up on the mound and punches himself a la Ken Giles, would he be charged with domestic abuse to himself? Stop that. Stop. That's a terrible thing. Ray said Verlander was already a Hall of Famer when he started. Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boy, you guys love you some Kate Upton, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't?
I mean, I just, she's like Chick-fil-A to me. I don't get it.
Come on, dude.
I don't get why you guys are so into. I think she's attractive. I really do.
God, if I were Justin Verlander, I'd come smack you upside the head for that.
I bet he likes Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I bet Justin Verlander hasn't eaten a Chick-fil-A in years.
No, I just think she's. I think she's really attractive. I just like everybody's like, oh my God, she's number one on my list, and I'm like, okay. I mean, believe me, I think she's beautiful, but it's just like, it's like me saying, how do I put this? It's like me saying Carlos Correa is the best player in the league. That's how I look at it. He's really good. I want him on my team, but
all right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so that's how I feel when you guys, oh God, she's the most beautiful woman in the world. She's up there, but it's just like everybody loves Chick-fil-A. I don't know about that. Right. Starbucks, same thing, I think.
Okay.
I don't understand why people love it, that's all. I mean, I understand, I just don't. I don't share their enthusiasm. 713, plus she's married. I don't like to talk about married women. So before she was married, I guess it would have been okay.
Okay.
But now, you know, she's married to a very important Astro. So I think you should.
What about when he was a Tiger? Would you have been?
No, because, you know, she's married. Show some respect. Show some respect.
Yeah,
for
they
the
weren't
Astros.
Married whenever he was a Tiger.
Yeah, so it was different.
Okay. She did have a boyfriend, though.
Yeah, but boyfriends come and go. Well, okay. I guess
husbands so, come and go. Through. You know that better than anybody.
Yeah, that's true. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. And first, let me tell you about some energy companies who aren't Tri-Eagle Energy. They are the kind of energy companies that they've got a gimmick. That's how they get you. That's how they hook you. They've got it. They'll say, oh, we've got free weekends over here. How about free days? First week of the month's free. We'll give you a cash bonus when you sign up. And you, being, you know, kind of a sucker, said, oh, that sounds good. And then you signed up. And then you got your bill a few months later and said, wait a minute. Now I'm paying more. I've got a higher rate than what I signed up for. Or I've got additional fees being tacked onto my bill. You know where you never get that? Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.